Thank you, CJ. Value, knowledge, performance. It's in their genetics. It's Seed Genetics Direct. Martin says the rain will be enough to put a pause on harvest.
At this point, I'm expecting anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain from Friday night right on through Saturday midday. Coverage will end up being 100% of the Hoosier State. Thunderstorms are going to help get us into the high end of the range, and not everybody will see thunderstorms, but moisture will be everywhere in the state.
Colder air dives in behind these rains. 3 days of strong north flow out of Canada will come across the Great Lakes. We often talk about lake effect moisture in the winter when it's snow. Martin says right now we might see some lake effect rains.
The strong north wind will come across the lakes, pick up some moisture. There'll be plenty of cloud cover. On again, off again cloud cover with sun coming through at times. You get the idea. You know what it looks like on lake effect snow. It'll look like that here, but we have rain that may pop up. Spits, sprinkles, or an isolated shower. Main takeaway here is we're not seeing a lot of moisture, but we may not dry the fastest. The only thing that will help with the drying is the winds out of the north will be strong, so that helps a little bit.
Temperatures will moderate around midweek, and then Martin says we need to gear up for our next frontal boundary move.
That's going to be Thursday and Friday, a weaker front coming across the eastern Corn Belt. I think it gives us anywhere from a tenth to half an inch of moisture potential across 60 to 70% of Indiana for Thursday and Friday. So nothing nearly as big as this system hitting this weekend. But still, it means we're not going to dry for a couple of days, and we probably will have to pause our harvest just a bit.
More details from Martin's Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast can be found at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.